name we pray. Amen. If God has spoken to your heart, I want to invite you to come in this invitation for salvation, for rededication, for church membership, whatever the Lord lays on your heart. Would you stand? Would you sing our hymn of invitation, number 305? Brother Mike, if you'll come and lead us.
I have decided to follow Jesus. My cross I'll carry till I see Jesus. My cross I'll carry till I see Jesus. My cross I'll carry till I see Jesus. No turning back, no turning back.
Amen. You can be seated for just a moment. Brother Jimmy's going to come and share our announcements.
Good morning. In just a couple weeks, we will have our final business meeting of the year. With that comes our final set of changes to the current constitution and bylaws that we will be voting on. I have some sets of those this morning if you would like to review them before we vote on them in a couple of weeks. Thank you.
We actually just have one announcement here for primetimers coming up this Tuesday at 12 o'clock. Just remember, bring party food or finger food to that, and we'll get together. And then if you want to exchange gifts, be sure and bring a gift with you so we can have that exchange. Our prayer concerns we have is Carolyn Stone. Keep her in your prayers. She's back in the hospital, so she needs your prayers. And then George Duncan is back home, but he starts some treatments for his cancer this Wednesday. So just keep him in your mind. So let's go to the Lord in prayer. Dearly Father, we just thank you for the many blessings you've given us, for the love, grace, and mercy that you show us daily. We ask, Father, that you just be with us as we remember the reason for this season, that Jesus Christ, our Savior, was born. And I just ask, dear Lord, that if we go out, that we take every opportunity to spread the gospel. And I ask you, dear Lord, that please forgive us where we have fallen short and in serving you. In Jesus' name, amen.